Bear Country 95.3, 751. And sunshine right now, 58 in Greenfield, partly sunny for today. There's a chance for a passing shower both this morning and this afternoon. 75 for today, Tuesday, remember, not Monday. Today is Tuesday, and Tuesday's before 8 o'clock. We check in with Mick from Montague Webworks, another new place to go online. Hey, Mick, what's up?
What up?
How are you, bud?
I'm doing good. I had a wonderful weekend. It was awesome and incredible.
Awesome and incredible.
Yes, we got so much done. We saw so many people. I love Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah. Oh, I'm a big fan of Memorial Day weekend as well.
Yes. So I was going to talk about, or was thinking about talking about garden planning, but let's go straight on to what's coming up next, which is vacations.
Well, the kids are going to be out of school soon.
Pretty soon.
And I know a lot of people are planning on going somewhere.
Right. And you have to make those plans early. You can't, like, the day after school ends, so what are you going to do? I mean, you can do that, but a lot of places, like, we go camping every year at Salisbury State Park, and those plots go, like, immediately as soon as they open it up. So the way they work it is, and we're not, I'm going to talk about something else, but I'm just giving for example, they allow you to book the plots there at Salisbury State Park 6 months and 1 day before the day that you want to go. That's okay. When they open it up. So
right.
If you want to go, like, July 1st, you got to do, January 31st.
Right.
You have to go to their website and book it. People are sitting there sniping and waiting for 12:01, and they hit the button. Like, they fill out the form the night before, sit around and wait, and then they click, they wake up and they hit submit to get these choice spots. Anyway.
When you only have so much of one thing.
That's exactly right.
That's what happens.
That's exactly right. So there are two sites that I found today that would be pretty good for helping plan your vacation. And one is more about the social aspect of you and the people that you're going with if they're not in your family. So there's planapple.com.
Planapple?
Planapple. It's kind of like pineapple, but plan, P-L-A-N, planapple.com.
Okay.
And that's more about helping you create and organize your trip if you're doing with people that don't live in your house that you wouldn't see every day anyway.
Okay.
You can post your notes. You can post ideas. They have little private forums for each trip. So when you create a trip, you create this whole cluster of things that you can do around it, links and stuff. And then it helps you to solidify what your plans are. And then you've got a thing. And they've got a mobile app too. So, if you have ideas, you can do it while you're walking down the street, but not crossing in an intersection because it's dangerous to work on your mobile phone while you're crossing an intersection.
Obviously.
The other one is Travelocity, which is fairly well known.
I've heard of that one.
Yeah. It's a big one, and it's really good. You go, and especially the mobile app, if you go to a Travelocity, the main thing they do is like hotel booking, and I tried it. I'm going to be doing college visits with my daughter, and one of them is Beloit, Wisconsin.
Whoa.
So I typed it in, and bam, they had all the hotels in the area with their prices.
Beloit?
In Beloit.
The thriving metropolis of Beloit, Wisconsin.
Beloit, yes. hey, but don't knock it. I'm sure it's a really nice place.
No. They say the same thing. Greenfield, Massachusetts.
Yeah. Greenfield. So, so it's great. They you can sort them by price, and they give you a little bar indicator what people think about it. They've and then they've also
that stuff
got,
always helps.
Yeah. And they've also got for flights, booking cars, and packages, and it's all right there, right in your hand. So if you're going to be doing any far-flung traveling, that would be a place to go to help you figure out what it is you want to do. Travelocity. It's sort of Travelo City.
Right.
Travelocity.com.
And the other one was Planapple.
Planapple.com. Give them both a check out if you're thinking about vacationing, going on vacation.
Sounds like a good idea.
Yeah.
You know what else is a good idea? Mick from Montague Webworks and the 30% off store. If you are thinking about getting that website up online, Mick's the guy to talk to right here in the Valley, and he can get that website up for you at a 30% discount with help from our 30% off store. Pretty
that's
good deal, Mick.
That's a wicked awesome idea there.
Yeah. I like that idea an awful lot. Mick's got the rocket fusion technology over there at Montague Webworks, and he can certainly help you out when it comes to getting your name out and online. Mick from Montague Webworks and the 30% off store. The link is at bear953.com. We'll talk soon.
Contractors.
There you go. It's 7:58.